You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on this Thursday, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. We have to go through the SENS announcements. This morning, there was a paucity, a dearth of news, Greg. But in the afternoon, things picked up a little bit. So we've had a result presentation or a results announcement from a company called Argent. Remember Argent? It was quite a sort of small industrial company in South Africa, I think, and people had high hopes for it. What's happened to that one?
Yeah, it finished today up slightly, up at 5.20, up 5%. Quite a small company. As you say, it's been listed for quite some time. Headline earnings per share of 104 cents. Net asset for value per share. Oh, they're claiming 13. Mm-hmm. The share's trading at 5.20. So someone forgot to tell the market. Market cap of 428 million. Traded 446,000 shares, 2.2 million rand. So some brisk trading. That came out just before 4 o'clock. So most of the trade taking place prior to that. But it looks like some serious buyers in the market.
Okay, so you're saying it's what, 5 rand a share, but its NAV, according to the company, is 13 rand a share.
I'm seeing that if I'm reading the SENS announcement correctly. But yeah, we've seen situations like
that. Do we believe auditors and bean counters these days in South Africa? Maybe not.
We used to take it as gospel. Now we're not so sure.
Exactly. It says about the results, the group achieved its objectives for the year by successfully investing in stable, developed international markets and in itself via the repurchase of its own shares. Argent will continue to disinvest out of its South African companies where it believes that the funds would be better invested offshore. That really is a metaphor for South Africa at the moment. So we're getting out of South Africa, we're going overseas, thank you very much.
Yeah, look, it's disappointing, really.
It really is.
Suppose that is part of a trend, really.
It's very disappointing. During the course of this financial year, the group sold something, etc., but anyway. Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, Greg. It's not good at all. The Grand Parade Spurs story came to a head today. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yes, I mean, let's first look at the share price action on Grand Parade. Up 2.6% on the news to close at 3.10. I think it basically announcing the disposal of interest in Spur Corporation. It's kind of a sort of, that's, I think that's where their roots really were. But this was announced some time back. So this announcement is just, the housekeeping really giving us the mechanics of how it'll all happen.
When was the last time you went to a Spur?
You know, when the kids were younger, they're sort of every weekend. But I haven't for a while. I married a girl from Cape Town. She's a bit of a restaurant snob.
Oh, so she wouldn't take kindly to you going to the salad bar at the Spur, loading up as high as you can get it, and having some of their delicious ribs or burgers.
Totally foreign concept, never heard of the Spur.
Anchor Capital has come out with a trading update and I think an AGM update as well. It says here, Anchor is performing reasonably well on most metrics. Never known what a metric is, but anyway. The conditions over the last 12 months have been very tough with poor market returns over the last few years and a disappointing end to 2018. However, markets have thus far been positive in 2019, well spotted. New inflows have been encouraging and assets under management and administration have increased by over 10% this year. That's pretty good. To over 54 billion. That's a chunky amount of money for a Peter Armitage and his team.
Yeah, look, that's an impressive number. And, you know, they do continue to grow. And I think where they're very strong is the marketing. I mean, someone getting out there, doing the work, talking to people, getting them to move the money over to Anchor. The actual share price being quite a disappointment, really. Finished today at 3.60 rand, but I mean, in the heady days, it was up to 18 rand. Was probably its best level. One of our directors is the chairman of Anchor Capital. That's Mike Tecky. So he's nurturing that business along as well. But I mean, we had the update from the JSE, and they were saying, the tradable volume, the reportable trades down 39%, and that would affect everyone in the industry. Anchor Capital being one of those. So it'd be interesting to see the way forward. But the market doesn't really have any love for these type of stocks at the moment.
It says here, Anchor continues its historic track record of new net inflows in excess of 400 million rand per month, and the potential pipeline is at an all-time high, 3.60 rand versus 18. I'd say that it's worth a bit of a nibble, wouldn't you?
Yes. I mean, if you just look at the assets under management versus the sort of market cap of 753 million, it seems like it's a bargain. A small perception in the market that they've paid too much for, you know, they bought a lot of businesses, they bought in assets under management, maybe overpaid for those. And then the headcount seems a little high. But I suppose I'm just saying that from Craigslist's point of view.
Discovery Limited, voluntary announcement, Discovery Bank progress update. This bank's been in the offing for quite a while. When it gets rolled out, it's going to be quite something, I think. You know, Adrian Gore and the team don't do things by half measures.
Certainly, in recent times, Adrian Gore must be the best CEO that South Africa's, you know, produced in quite some time, built a business from nothing, really. He approached Donny Gordon all those years ago with this idea for medical aid. And, I mean, Donny Gordon was sort of considered the sort of Warren Buffett of South Africa.
Mm.
And laughed out the office. And now Discovery employs directly 7,500 people. We've got a massive customer base. Lots of spin-off businesses, people which indirectly sell Discovery products. So it's been a phenomenal success story, and I think they'll continue to do the same thing with the bank. I think this announcement is more just to people are getting anxious. I mean, I speak to people which should be sitting with a Discovery Bank card in their wallets already, and I'll say, look, we thought we'd have heard from them by now. You know, these top-end customers are getting a little bit anxious. They're looking forward to it.
Mm, okay, yeah, we should watch it with a good deal of interest. Greg, let's have a look at the indexes. How did they close today?
Yeah, a softer day overall. And the sort of market started strong and then it just sort of drifted low all afternoon. Let's go through the indexes. You know, the bank's down 1%, financials down 0.60%, industrials flattish, only slightly down 0.02%, retailers down 0.25%. Gold shares managed to rally in the afternoon, up 1.25%. Plats down 1.75%, and then resources down 0.47%. Net left, the all share down 0.48%. That's 339 points lower at 58,083. So just got our heads above 58. Volume 13.9, again disappointing.
Yeah, very disappointing indeed. But what is not disappointing, Greg, is the dollar-rand exchange rate, which is now 14.15. Was it 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago on a Friday? I think tomorrow is the three-week anniversary of the rand going to 15.12 against the US dollar. It's now almost, well, let's call it 100 basis points or 100 cents better than it was 3 weeks ago. It's been a tremendous performance. Tremendous, as Mr. Trump would say. Dollar rand, 14.15. British pound against the rand, 17.93. Euro rand, 16.08. And the euro dollar, 113.66. Barely changed, but it seems to have had some sort of positive effect on the rand, the slightly weaker US dollar. The gold price is 14.05, which is down 4. The platinum price is 8.10, which is down 6. And the palladium price is up 3 to $15.29 an ounce, with the oil price $66.38. Give us a live update on the Dow Jones, FTSE, S&P, etc., please, Greg.
Yeah, sure. The Dow at the moment bubbling along, down 17 points. The FTSE down 5 at the moment. The NASDAQ, the C's up 48. S&P up at the moment, up 10. So just drifting along the markets there, nothing huge so far.
Let me just refresh my screen. You're going to have to give me the latest, but I'm going to give you the top five major moves. We're going to start with the upside, because we did say that, Greg, probably the third, we didn't want 3 days of gold stocks losses. And today was we had 2 days down, and now today they've bounced back again. Anglo Gold Ashanti, 2.4% higher. The JSE up 1.9%, goodness knows why. A Supergroup, 1.75% winner. And Transaction Capital up 1.6%. Gold shares, again,
yeah,
showing their credentials.
Yeah, sure. We were saying yesterday, you know, it's maybe a market where you buy the dips in these golds. And certainly the case. Anglo Gold's been just a phenomenal performer in this move. You know, it is the blue chip of the sector, so do expect it to lead the pack. But it's been very, very strong. Just remember, it's got the biggest market cap of all the gold shares. So, you know, 3%, 2.5% move a day is quite a big move on market cap of 105 billion.
Glencore on the downside, down 7.4%. Anglo-American Platinum down 4.5%. Are these ex-dividend stories, or are these just genuine market falls in thin conditions?
Glencore has got a mine which is in the Congo. Apparently there was a report coming through. I mean, the share was just hammered in the last half an hour of trade, but it looks like some loss of life there, and that spooked the market really.
Very, very difficult jurisdiction to do business in, from what I've heard from mining people that I know. They say that it's tricky to deal with the conditions and also with the government, of course, the authorities.
Yeah, the headline, I'm just getting it off Reuters, God bless them. At least 36 die in the collapse of copper and cobalt mine owned by Glencore in southeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, Reuters said, citing officials. So
that's not good.
That share price, it just suddenly, I'm just having a look, guys, probably, I mean, that's the thing about bad news traveling very fast, but the share, but basically the best thing that could happen to Glencore is that the market closed, because the trajectory of which it was falling finished down, actually, we need to update our screens, down 8% at 46 Rand 10. So today's opening was just above 50 Rand.
That's horrible. Anglo-American Platinum, why is that down 4.5%? The platinum price isn't doing that much. I suppose strong rand and everything combines and conspires to bring it down after a terrific run in the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, it has had a terrific run, and perhaps people are locking in some profits there, but it does seem quite big. Value of trade there, 155 million, so some big trade going through, perhaps people switching out of that one. Impala actually held its own today, closed at 68.52, down a handful of cents, so perhaps switching from the one to the other.
Other downside movers, Fortress B down 3.2% on my delayed screen, Exaro down 2.7%, and Telkom down again, Greg, down 2.5%.
Yeah.
Add some colour to those three.
Yeah, I suppose the Telkom, there was a downgrade. We spoke about it on the opening podcast this morning. So I think JP Morgan moving their target, funny enough, and sort of, they always pick oddest numbers, from 82 down to 80, but they said underweight. There's a stock that people have loved to try and short and actually lost money. And all of a sudden today you had a catalyst for the share price to fall, and it's down 2.6%. We've still done very well. I think when the results came out, so as we were saying earlier, it was trading around 85. It's touched a high of 100 Rand. So it probably had to consolidate a little bit now. But it's odd when you get these sort of hated bull markets, as we call them. Everybody thinks Telkom's too high and they're shorted, and it just kept on going high. I think a lot of foreign buying, because you do seem to notice just after 4 o'clock, a buyer always seems to pop up on the screen.
At 5:06 this evening, British Prime Minister's spokeswoman, Theresa May's spokeswoman, says the woman concerned will meet South African leader Cyril Ramaphosa tomorrow at the G20 meeting in Osaka. I wonder what they'll say to each other.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, it'd be interesting, because, I mean, he probably won't be in the job for that much longer, so maybe he'll ask her what her future retirement plans are.
Greg, on that note, let's retire ourselves from this podcast. That was Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. That was the 5 o'clock shadow, and Greg will be back in the morning around about 9:30, 9:45 South African time for the opening. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.